Hello, Bloodstream listeners. Host Patrick here. While open enrollment into the Affordable Care Act is closed in most states, at the time that we're releasing this, there's still about 57 million people, or nearly 20% of all Americans, who still have time to enroll for healthcare coverage in 2020. There are also life events, such as weddings, births, or moving to a new place, that can also trigger eligibility. The information can be confusing, so we put together this short special episode to help clarify who is still eligible, when are those deadlines, and what to do if you are interested in coverage. We hope it's helpful. You can contact us on social media or email mailbag@bloodstreammedia.com with any questions, and we'll be back on Monday with this month's flagship episode. Thank you to Kada for supporting. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and review the pod if you haven't already. And now over to Bloodstream producer Ryan Gielen for the episode.
While the Affordable Care Act, ACA, open enrollment is closed in most states, there are still a few updates we thought might be helpful. Okay, here goes. Open enrollment is still open in Massachusetts until January 23rd, California until January 31st, Washington, D.C. until January 31st, New York until January 31st. That's 57 million people. So that means for almost 20% of the country, almost one in five people, there's still time to get covered. Outside of open enrollment, you'll need a qualifying event to enroll. There are lots of qualifying events. Marriage. This generally only applies if one of the spouses already had coverage before the wedding, but there are some exceptions. You should look into it. Becoming a U.S. citizen. Giving birth to or adopting a child. Involuntary loss of other health coverage. So this allows people to select a new plan in the first 2 months of the year if their insurer leaves the market at the end of the previous year. So if your insurer left the market at the end of 2019 and that cost you your coverage, you have 2 months nationwide to find and purchase new coverage. And finally, a permanent move to an area where new health plans are available. So this usually applies in most cases only if you already have had coverage prior to your move. In most cases, you can get coverage in the new state that you are moving to. Now, in 2017, 2018, there were a lot of insurers leaving markets because of uncertainty. Nobody was sure what the Trump administration was going to be able to do to gut the Affordable Care Act and remove access to care. But once that fight stabilized, insurers have actually returned to markets. So this may not apply to you, but if your insurer left your market on December 31st, 2019, this year, you should have legally in your state 2 months to find a replacement. So please look into that. All of this is a lot to take in, but if you're listening to our podcast, I'm guessing you're at least a little experienced in cutting through all the noise to figure this stuff out. If you do need guidance about where to look online or in the real world in your state, we've found healthinsurance.org to be a great resource. That's healthinsurance.org. If you go to healthinsurance.org/FAQ, frequently asked questions, FAQ, and look over to the right-hand side, you'll see a menu. Click on enrollment. Tons of links, answers to big questions. Another great resource, of course, is the ACA website. Go to www.healthcare.gov, and right in the center of the homepage, click on either the big button that says, see if I can enroll, or the big button that says, see if I can change. And those will lead you to current updated options to enroll or change your plan if they exist. Okay, hope this is helpful. One bright spot in all the confusion, and this is again from healthinsurance.org. In 2017 and 2018, numerous insurers exited the exchanges, meaning lots of people were confused and a little freaked out and had to pick out new plans. But for 2019, we saw the opposite trend, with insurers joining exchanges in many states. So here's just a partial list of where insurers joined states, and it accounts for 60 to 70% of the country population-wise. Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Iowa, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin. For 2020, the same thing has happened with widespread coverage area expansions, along with insurers joining or even rejoining exchanges in Alaska, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Utah, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin. So overall, things are trending in a positive direction. Insurers, along with advocates, believe that things are trending upward and access to insurance is becoming more secure. But don't wait. Follow the links that we're providing and see if you can still have access to coverage if you don't already. Again, those links are www.healthinsurance.org, and you can go to the FAQ if you have questions, and www.healthcare.gov, where there are two big buttons right when you land. One says, see if I can enroll, and the other one says, see if I can change my plan. Click on either one of those. All right, thanks for listening.